Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 9, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins, Bas Yisrael me'ereses l'kayin. If you have an ordinary Jewish girl that betrothed to a kayin, I'm me'uberes m'kayin, or she's pregnant from a kayin. Oishe me'eres yadam l'kayin, or her husband passed away, and her husband's brother is a kayin, and she is waiting for Yibum, for him to perform Yibum, to marry her. V'chein bas kayin l'Yisrael, similarly, the daughter of a kayin that's betrothed to a Yisrael, to a regular person, or pregnant from Yisrael, or waiting for Yibum from Yisrael, all the aforementioned cases, Leitoicha b'truma, they cannot eat truma. Remember, truma is the special tithe that only a kohen can eat. We've seen more about this in chapter 7 in Perek Zayin. All these people disqualify a woman from eating truma. Continues the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael mu'reses l'levi. If you have a regular Jewish girl that is betrothed to a Levi, or she's pregnant from a Levi, or she's waiting for her husband's deceased brother to perform Yibum on her, and he is a Levi, or you have the daughter of a Levi to a Yisrael that's betrothed to a Yisrael, or pregnant from a Yisrael, or waiting for Yibum from a Yisrael, all the aforementioned cases, loy toicha b'maser, they cannot eat maser rishon. What's maser rishon? So we've said before, we'll explain again, that a farmer, when he has 100, let's just say he has 100 bushels of produce, so immediately he has to separate 1/50, so two of them, and that goes to truma, that goes to the kayin. After that, he separates maser rishon. Maser rishon is 1/10, and that goes to the levi. Now this Mishnah's opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that maser rishon, that this 10% that one separates and gives to the levi, is prohibited to be eaten by a zar, by a non-Levi. We don't rule this way, and we hold a Maaser Rishon could be eaten by a Zar, but this Mishnah is according to that opinion. Therefore, in all these situations, the woman finds herself uniquely positioned that she cannot eat Levi, even though she's betrothed from a Levi, as we've seen before. All these different situations disqualify a person from Truma, they also would disqualify them from Maaser. Concludes the Mishnah, Bas Levi Muresas Lekayin. If you have the daughter of a Levi that's betrothed to a Kayin, Aimu Beres Mikayin, or she's pregnant from a Kayin, or Shemeris Yavim Lekayin, or she's waiting for a Kayin to do Yibum, her husband passed away, and her husband's brother will do Yibum. V'chein Bas Kayin LeLevi. And similarly, if you have the daughter of a Kayin that's betrothed to a Levi, pregnant from a Levi, or waiting for Yibum from a Levi, Loitoichal, Loi Betruma, V'loi Bemaser. They cannot eat either the Truma, the part that usually goes to Kayin, the 1/50th that goes to Kayin, or the 10% after that that goes to the Levi. The Gemara explains that the intent of the Mishnah is as follows, that we don't distribute Truma or Meiser in the Beis HaGranos, which means the place where everyone winnows and threshes. We don't give that to a Bas Kayin. We also don't give it to a Bas Levi. And the reason for that is because we're concerned that maybe they will also give Truma to a Bas Yisrael, to a regular girl that's divorced from a Kayin, or give Maser to a Bas Yisrael, to an ordinary girl that's divorced from a Levi, that because they won't realize that the only reason she got was because of her husband. Maybe they'll think she's a Levi or she's a Kohenes. So they made a gezerah, they made a decree, and similarly the halacha is that we also don't give out, even if she was married to one of these people, again, because we're scared that maybe the marriage will terminate, and then we'll end up giving her something we're not supposed to give her. So therefore the Mishnah says all these people can't have Truma, and they cannot have Meiser either. Wishing you a fantastic, wonderful day, and Be'ezer Hashem, an amazing upcoming week.